Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Larry Cantor, and here are today's top local stories. The former boyfriend of a New Jersey woman who recently went missing has been found dead. Law enforcement sources say John Osbilgen apparently took his own life at his home in Freehold. He was recently named a person of interest in the October 30th disappearance of 25-year-old Stephanie Parsi. He allegedly sent Parsi a series of profane texts the night before she went missing, blaming her for their breakup. Last June, Parsi accused Osbilgen of abuse, but a report says she later asked that the charge be dismissed. In September, she reported him again, saying she was afraid of him. The death of a baby in Brooklyn this week has been ruled a homicide. Let's get more now in this live report from our Al Jones.
Yeah, Larry, a 911 call was placed Tuesday from the mother here at 560 Winthrop Street. She called because her child simply would not wake up. EMTs rushed to the scene and found a baby unresponsive. The child taken over to Kings County Hospital, which is just a few blocks away. The child was pronounced dead at the hospital. Now that death has been ruled a homicide by the medical examiner's office. That's amazing because this large building, it seems everyone you talk to knew the child, held the child, loved the child. And many of them right now are having a tough time dealing with the child's death. It's like a double hit. First, the child passed away on Tuesday. Now they're being told that somebody killed the child. Al Jones, 1010 Winds, live in East Flatbush, Brooklyn.
Nassau County Executive Laura Curran meets with reporters later this hour to announce a plan to combat housing discrimination. This follows an investigation by Newsday that uncovered several instances of unequal treatment of minorities by real estate agents. The president of Metro North has reportedly told New Jersey Transit that she will withhold a portion of its monthly payments until express train service on the Pascack Valley line is restored. Tensions have developed between the two railroads concerning a shortage of engineers that New Jersey Transit blames for canceling dozens of trains. In a letter to New Jersey Transit obtained by the Journal News, Metro North President Catherine Rinaldi writes that it's frustrating that our riders are subjected to the same unreliable service, despite the fact that you have graduated several new classes of engineers. Police in Brooklyn are looking for a masked man in a street robbery on 86th Street in Diker Heights. It happened around 7 this morning. The man is said to be armed, but it's unclear with what. Police say the holdup man fled in a green minivan. New York has set a goal to end the HIV epidemic by next year, and health officials say the numbers are headed in the right direction. A new report from the city's Department of Health says the number of new HIV cases diagnosed in the city last year was just over 1,900, the lowest level since the city began reporting new cases in 2001. 84% of those newly diagnosed were linked to HIV care within a month of diagnosis, and they say more than half were virally suppressed within 3 months. The death of a baby in Brooklyn this week has been ruled a homicide.
The family, well-known and well-liked here at 560 Winthrop Street, and it seems everyone knew little Aiden Joyette and knew that he died last Tuesday morning.
Especially at the age, at that age, like, nah, man. It's innocence, and it hurts.
A double blow for folks like Tony. Little Aiden's death now ruled a homicide.
I mean, only a person that's sick in the mind would try to hurt a one-year-old child. I can't imagine hurting my four-year-old.
Police are still investigating and have yet to make an arrest. Al Jones, 1010 Winds in East Flatbush, Brooklyn.
Police say a suspect has been arrested in connection with the death of 17-year-old Talasia Cuffey. Her body was found in Queens 1 week ago. She was stabbed to death on a street in South Jamaica. Police say there were signs of a struggle. 20-year-old Tyler Caldwell of Queens is charged with second-degree conspiracy and criminal facilitation. Cuffey was the cousin of 14-year-old Amir Griffin, who was shot and killed by a stray bullet while playing basketball outside the Baisley Park houses in Jamaica last month. Police say her death does not appear to be linked to the death of her cousin. A house fire claims three lives in St. Albans, Queens.
A neighbor said it seemed as though the fire ripped through this house in a minute. She could hear the crackling as the whole house on Farmers Boulevard became engulfed in flames. That was shortly before midnight. Fire Chief Joseph Jordan said as soon as the firefighters could get in, they found the three men dead inside. Most likely, they were squatters.
It indeed is a vacant building and confirmed that Con Ed hasn't supplied power to the building in approximately 2 years.
Neighbors reportedly have filed complaints with the city buildings department for years. There were a few firefighter injuries. One fell into the basement when a section of the first floor collapsed. Carol DiOria, 1010 Winds in St. Albans, Queens.
In Cedarhurst, Long Island, a four-alarm fire wiped out five businesses in a strip mall on Central Avenue. No injuries were reported. A panel appointed by Governor Cuomo to find a location for a statue honoring Mother Cabrini reportedly has narrowed in on two potential sites. One is Battery Park, the other, Brooklyn Bridge Park. Cuomo's action came after a city panel led by First Lady Shalane McRae rejected Cabrini for a statue honoring women, even though Cabrini finished first in a citywide nominating process. Fans of The Sopranos will gather this weekend for Sopranos Con at the Meadowlands.
The Killers and the Killed will be here, including Big Pussy, his bloated body still on the bottom of Newark Bay. Michael Motta is one of the organizers of Sopranos Con. The bodies, where are they?
All around the bodies. The Meadowlands, could there be a better place to have a Sopranos Con?
Also here, Federico Castelluccio, a.k.a. Furio, Tony's enforcer. You were a nasty, violent guy.
Well, you know, that's the kind of job you applied for, so that's what you got to do. You got to, the boss tells you to do stuff, you got to do it.
You can take a seat in Dr. Melfi's office, belly up to the bar at the Bada Bing, or comb the Pine Barrens for that runaway Russian. John Montone, 1010 Winds in the Meadowlands.
The city breaks ground today on a $100 million project to add pedestrian and bicycle pathways on the east side. The path would fill in one of the biggest gaps on the East River Greenway from 53rd to 61st Streets. The Esplanade should be completed by 2022.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the radio.com app to take us with you wherever you go.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.